2. The drone Caecilia Wythelius 1/2 drifted, waiting. Several seconds had passed since the skank pulse had resonated around it, and it was still trying to decide what to do. It had passed the time by throwing together the antimatter reaction chamber as best it could in the short time available, instead of painstakingly putting it together bit by delicate bit. As an afterthought, it released all but one of its nanomissiles, and stuck 200 of them around its heat-scarred rear panel in 2 groups on either side of the reaction chamber. Fortuitously, the panel's damaged surface made it easy for it to embed the tiny missiles, so that only the last third of their millimeter-long bodies protruded from the panel. It kept the other 39 missiles ready to fire, for all the good that would do against whatever it was stalking it. The gentle buzzing vibrations in the skein had taken on a distinctive signature. Something was coming towards it in hyperspace, with a sensory keel in real space, trawling slowly well below light speed. Whatever it was not the peace makes plenty. The tumbril characteristics were all wrong. A wash of wideband radiation like a sourceless light. A final pulse of maser energies in real space this time. And then something shimmering away to one side. A ship surfacing into the three-dimensional void, image flickering once, then snapping steady. 10 kilometers away, one click long, matched velocity. A fat, grey-black ellipsoid shape, covered with sharp spines, barbs, and blades. An affronter ship. The drone hesitated. Could this have been the ship that had been following the Peace Makes Plenty? Probably. Had it been taken over by the artifact stroke accession? Possibly. Not that it mattered in the end. Shit. The affront, no friends of the Elench, or anybody else for that matter. I've failed. They'll reel me in, gobble me up. The drone tried desperately to work out what it could do. Did the fact that it was an affrontership make any real difference? Doubtful. Should it signal it, try to get it to help? It could try. The affront was signatories to the standard conventions on ships and individuals in distress, and in theory they ought to take the drone aboard, help repair it, and broadcast a warning about the artifact to the rest of the galaxy. In practice, they'd take the drone to bits to find out how it worked, drain it of all its information, ransom it if they hadn't destroyed it in the process of investigation and inquisition, probably try to put a spy program into it, so that it would report back to them once it was back amongst the Elench, and meanwhile try to work out how they could use the artifact stroke accession. Perhaps being foolhardy enough to attempt investigating it in the same final fatal way the Peace Makes Plenty had. Or perhaps keeping it secret for now, and bringing more ships and technology to bear upon it. Almost certainly the one thing they wouldn't do was play the situation by the book. EM Effector Communicating. Caecilia Wythelius 1/2 readied its shields for as much as that was worth, probably delay proceedings by, a good nanosecond, if the affronter ship decided to attack it.
Machine, what are you?
Well, that was spoken like an affronter, certainly. It had bet they hadn't tangled with the artifact stroke accession yet. Oh, well, play it by the conventions. I am Caecilia Wythelius 1/2, drone of the explorer ship Peace Makes Plenty, a vessel of the Stargazer clan, part of the 5th fleet of the Satetic Elench, and in distress, it communicated, and you?
You are ours now, Surrender or take flight.
Definitely is still 100% a front. Sorry I missed that. What did you say your name was again?
Surrender at once, or take flight, wretch.
Let me think about that. And thinking was exactly what it was doing, thinking hard, thinking feverishly, stalling for time, but thinking.
No!
The effector's signal strength started to soar exponentially. It had plenty of time to slam down its shields. Bastards, it thought. Of course, they like a chase. The drone fired the missiles embedded in its rear panel. The 200 tiny engines brought unequal amounts of matter and antimatter together and threw the resulting blast of plasma boiling into the vacuum, careening the machine away across space, directly away from the affronter craft. The acceleration was relatively mild. The drone had no time to test the antimatter reaction chamber it had constructed. It threw a few particles of each sort into the chamber and hoped. The chamber blew up. Shit, back to the drawing board. Not much damage, not much extra damage anyway. But not much extra impetus either. And it wouldn't be using the chamber again. The acceleration went on, building slowly. What else? Think... The affronter ship didn't bother to set off in pursuit of the drone. Cicela Wythelius 1-2 dropped its plan of leaving a few nano-missiles scattered like mines behind it. Who am I trying to kid anyway? Think, think. Space seemed to buckle and twist in front of it. And suddenly it was no longer heading straight away from the affronter ship. It was parallel to it again. Those animal pus bags are playing with me. A flicker near the affronter ship's nose. A centimeter diameter circle of laser light blinked onto the drone's casing and wavered there. The drone instructed the nano-missile engines to shut off and flicked on its mirror shields. The laser beam tracked it unsteadily and narrowed until it was a millimeter in diameter. Then its power suddenly leapt by 7 orders of magnitude. The drone coned its protesting mirror field and turned rear on to the ship again, presenting the smallest possible target. The laser modulated, stepping up to the ultraviolet. It started strobing. Playing with me, just fucking playing with me. Think, think. Well... First, it popped the clamps around its 2 upper-level mines and raised the bit of its casing that would let the 2 components, AI core and photonic nucleus, free. The casing shuddered and grated, but it moved. Once it was clear of the main casing, the drone nudged the 2 mine components with its manifold field. Nothing happened. They were stuck. Panic. If they remained intact, and the affronters captured them, and weren't a great deal more careful than they were notorious for being, it pushed harder. The components duly drifted out. Losing power, the instant contact lapsed with the drone's body. Whatever was inside them should be dead or dying now. It blasted them with its laser anyway, turning them into hot dust. Then vented the powder behind it round the edge of the mirror shield, where it might interfere with the laser a little, a very little. It redded the core inside its present substrate. That would have to be dumped and lasered too. Then the drone had an idea. It thought about it. If it had been a human, its mouth would have gone dry. It turned round inside the tight confines of its pummeled shield and fired all 200 of the nano-missile engines. It shook off the remaining loose nano-missiles and fired 30 of them straight at the affronter ship, The other 9 it left tumbling behind it, like a handful of tiny black-body needle-tips, with their own instructions and the small amount of spare capacity in their microscopic brains, packed with coded nonsense. The nano-missiles fired at the front of the ship accelerated towards it in a cloud of sparkling light ahead of the drone. They were picked off one by one over the course of a millisecond in a dizzy, flaring scatter of light blossoms, their tiny warheads and the remains of their antimatter fuel erupting together. The last one to be targeted by the affronter's effector and forced to self-destruct had closed the range to the ship by less than a kilometer. Behind, all 9 of the tumbling nano-missiles must have been picked out by the effector as well, because they detonated too. And with any luck, you'll think those were my messages in bottles, and that was my neat idea. Sisila Waithila's one-stroke-two thought, decoupling the core with its twin mind state in it. The core depowered. Whatever was in there died. It had no time to mourn. It rearranged its internal state to shunt the core to the outside, then let its body settle back to normal. It pushed the core back down over its blistered, cracked casing to the top of the rear panel, near where the wreckage of the cobbled-together and blown-apart reaction chamber hung. Then it let the core fall into the livid plasma and sleeting radiation of the nano-missile's exhausts. It flared and disintegrated, falling astern in a bright trail of fire. The laser targeted on the drone was heading into the X-ray part of the spectrum. It would break through the mirror shield in a second and a half. It would take the drone 4.5 seconds to get within range of the ship. Shit! It waited until the mirror shield was a couple of tenths of a second from failing, then signaled, "I surrender," and hoped that it was talking to another machine. If it was relying on affronter reactions, it would be fried before the message got through to their stupid animal brains. The laser flicked off. The drone kept its EM shields up. It was heading towards the affronter vessel at about 0.5 click a second. The ship's bee-bladed, swollen-looking bulk drifted closer.
"Turn off your shields!"
"I can't!" It put expression into the signal so that it came across as a wail.
"No!
I'm trying! You damaged me even more! Such weaponry! What chance have I, a mere drone, something smaller than an affronter's beak, against such power?" Nearly in range. Not far now. Another 2 seconds.
"Drop your shields instantly, and allow yourself to be taken over, or suffer instant destruction."
Still nearly 2 seconds. It would never keep them talking long enough. "Please don't! I'm attempting to shut off the shield projector, but it's in fail-safe mode. It won't let itself be shut off. It's arguing. Can you believe that? But honestly, I'm doing my best. Please believe me. Please don't kill me. I'm the only survivor you know. Our ship was attacked. I was lucky to get away. I've never seen anything like it, never heard of anything like it either." A pause of animal dimensions, time for animal thoughts, loads of time.
"Final chance. Turn off."
"There. Turning shields off now. I'm all yours." The drone, Sisila Waithila's one-stroke-two, turned off its electromagnetic mirror shield. In the same instant, it fired its laser straight at the affronter ship. An instant later, it released the containment around its remaining stock of antimatter, detonated its inbuilt self-destruct charge, and instructed the single nano-missile it still carried within its body to explode too. "Fuck you!" were its final words. Its last emotion was a mixture of sorrow, elation, and a kind of desperate pride that its plan might have worked. Then it died, instantly and forever, in its own small fireball of heat and light. To the frontier ship, the effect of the tiny drone's laser was rather less than a tickle. It flickered across its hull and barely singed it. The cloud of glowing wreckage the drone's self-destruction had caused passed over the frontier ship and was duly swept by analyzing sensors. Plasma, atoms, nothing as big as a molecule. Likewise, the slowly expanding debris from the two groups of nano-missiles. Disappointment, then. That had been a particularly sophisticated model of a Lensha drone, not far behind the leading edge of culture drone technology. Capturing one would have been a good prize. Still, it had put up a reasonable fight, considering, and provided a morsel of unexpected sport. The front light cruiser Furious Purpose came about and headed slowly away from the scene of its miniature battle, carefully scanning for more nano-missiles. They posed no threat to the cruiser, of course, but the small drone appeared to have tried to use some of the tiny weapons to place information in, and it might have left others behind which were not inclined to self-destruct when effector targeted. None showed up. The cruiser backtracked along the course the drifting drone appeared to have taken. It discovered a small cooling cloud of matter at one point, the remnants of some sort of explosion apparently. But that was all. Beyond that, nothing. Nothing everywhere one looked. Most dissatisfying. The Furious Purpose's restless officers debated how much more time they should spend looking for this lost Alentia ship. Had something happened to it? Had the small drone been lying? Might there be a more interesting opponent floating around out here somewhere? Or might it all be a ruse, a decoy? The culture, the real culture, the wily one. Not these semi-mystical Alentias with their miserable hankering to be somebody else, had been known to give whole affronter fleets the runaround for several months with not dissimilar enticements and subterfuges, keeping them occupied, seemingly on the track of some wildly promising prey, which turned out to be nothing at all. Or a culture ship with some ridiculous but earnestly argued excuse. While the culture, or one of its snivelling client species, got on or away with something else, somewhere else, spoiling rightful affront fun. How were they to know this was not one of those occasions? Perhaps the Alentia ship was under contract to the culture proper. Perhaps they'd lost the explorer craft. And a GCU, trailing them as they'd been trailing the Alentia craft, had slipped in to take its place. Might this not be true? No, argued some of the officers, because the culture would never sacrifice a drone it considered sentient. The rest thought about this, considered the culture's bizarrely sentimental attitude to life, and were forced to concede the point. The cruiser spent another 2 days around the Asperi system and then broke away. It returned to the habitat called Tyr, with a trivial but niggling engine fault.